say goodbye.
I think people should be ready to organize on election night and be prepared for the worst possible outcome. And we need to, if we're going to achieve democracy in this country, it's going to have to be won by people out on the streets and organizing from below. And that's, I think, the way it's always been. And I don't think it's going to be any different after election night. So I hope people are making preparations for that.
Thank you, Bill Mullen. Thank you very much for your fine work in this excellent interview. Bill, tell our audience how people can stay in touch with you and your work.
My book with Janelle Hope on Black Anti-Fascism is available from Haymarket Books, and my We Charge Genocide book is available from Fordham University Press, and I'm on Facebook, but I don't really do a lot of other social media. My email address is at the Purdue University website, where I'm a professor emeritus. People could reach out to me through that email if they'd like to have a conversation.
Very good. Thank you so much, Bill Mullen, for being our guest on Law and Disorder Radio. You take it easy.
Thanks, Michael.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. That's lawanddisorder.org. One word, lawanddisorder.org.
And I thank our listeners for joining us here today on Law and Disorder, and I urge you all to visit our website, lawanddisorder.org. There you'll learn ways to support the show and spread the message of the show, and we'll appreciate that as well.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is GORP. You just heard Sever the Blight by Hemlock Springs. Stay tuned for a variety of different genres playing here for the next hour.
Before that, WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to eat, study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, next up, we're going to hear You're Dead by Norma Tanaga, and Morabiasa by Kebby Blue from Music from Saharan Cell Phones.
We'll be right back. Abablo, Balti, Machas. Muribayasa, Mimalila, I am Kandom,
Muribayasa,
Life Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Dada Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Dambe Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Muribayasa, Mimalila, I am Kandom,
Muribayasa,
Life Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Dada Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Dambe Falidom,
Muribayasa,
Bela Uliki, Joko Muribayasa, Chongoro Bai, Joko Muribayasa, Usoro Bai, Joko Muribayasa, Tamele Ni, Joko Muribayasa, Suru Ni, Joko Muribayasa, Dai Du Tiki, Joko Muribayasa, Lai Du Fali, Joko Muribayasa, Sumuru Saranta, Uta Jonjo.
D'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, c'est ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Qu'on y croit ou pas, y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables, hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais d'où on aurait hérité, c'est ça, reçu de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey! Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Et où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es,
was Papa Toi by Stromae. Before that, Cabo Lang by Abel Slakwe. Next up, Kano Danyen by Fatoma Dara and Sneebog by Dang Fever.
If you're liking what you're hearing so far, there's a lot of other shows to listen to here on WRCT. A mercurial mix from tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop. Every Tuesday, 3 to 4 p.m., the stormy weather on WRCT 88.3 FM. Or want to diversify your music taste? Find yourself consistently searching for new songs in your favorite genres? If yes, tune in to hear something old, something new, and something borrowed on Something Blue. Join us on Something Blue at 5 p.m. on Mondays.
Also, Lavender Hour. Music you can dye your hair and your bathroom purple to. Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Yeah. carefree, nightclub, father drunk, bathtub, outcast, weirdo, stepchild, freak show, black girl, fat hair, broad nose, cold stare, top sheets, Broadway, tuxedo, holiday, creative block, love song, stupid words, erase song, the gunshots, orange house, dead up and up with the dirty mouth, spoiled lip, stale bread, welfare, bonnet club, record grip, light bulb, geeky.
sound. The preaching glory's funeral and some lonesome graveyard crown.
You just heard Darlin' Corey by Amethyst Kia. Before that, Ain't Gonna Beg You, Fantasia, Many Moons, Janelle Monáe. I'm going to switch vibes a little bit here, but first, a public service announcement. Does your child sometimes get headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick? Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be a migraine. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to lights and sounds or nausea and vomiting. Migraine is more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents, understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and can even mean missing school. But with the right accommodations, they can succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. listening to Concrete PH by Yanis Nakis. Before that, Crystallized by Carmelia. Forza by OK Giorgio. Up next is Bare Bones Lay Low, Ideas Flotanes.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we take a look at the moving parts behind the Supreme Court's decision upholding the TikTok ban.
We're joined by Ramya Krishnan, an attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, to discuss these important free speech issues.
We'll also talk with longtime civil rights attorney Mark Kleiman about an important federal court ruling upholding free speech and academic freedom.
The court rejected an effort by Jewish parents and teachers to restrict the discussion of Israel and Palestine in the classroom.
Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
On January 17th, for the first time in modern American history, a unanimous Supreme Court upheld a sweeping prior restraint on free speech imposed by Congress, banning more than 170 million users in the U.S. from accessing the popular social media platform TikTok, that the court itself admitted allows users to create, publish, view, share, and interact with short videos overlaid with audio and text. In 2023 alone, U.S. TikTok users uploaded more than 5.5 billion videos, which were in turn viewed more than 13 trillion times around the world. To avoid the ban, the law requires TikTok's parent company, the China-based ByteDance, to divest its ownership. From January 18th to 19th, the ban was in effect for about 12 hours, until Donald Trump tweeted that as president he would grant a stay of execution, pending a potential sale of TikTok. It was only 12 hours, some may say, but it's estimated that during that time the ban blocked 6,750,000 videos that would have been viewed more than 178 million times worldwide. The ban is easily the most extensive act of censorship in human history. Shortly after he was sworn in, Trump signed an executive order purporting to suspend the ban for 75 days. But serious questions have been raised whether Trump's order is legal and enforceable. And despite the order, Apple and Google have still not reinstated TikTok at their stores, preventing new subscribers from accessing the platform. Meanwhile, the First Amendment rights of more than 170 million TikTok users hang in the balance. Joining us today to help make sense of this unprecedented First Amendment case and what might happen next is Ramya Krishnan. She is a senior staff attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University and also a lecturer in law at Columbia Law School. Her litigation focuses on issues related to government transparency, protest privacy, and social media. Ramya co-authored the Knight Institute's amicus brief in TikTok v. Garland, one of the lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the TikTok ban, which resulted in the recent Supreme Court's decision. Ramya, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ramya, could you please set the stage by explaining exactly what Congress did in enacting the TikTok law?
Sure thing. So Congress passed a law called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications back in April of last year. And what that law did is essentially tell TikTok's owner, ByteDance, which is headquartered in China, if it didn't sell TikTok within 270 days, that is before January 19, the app would be banned in the United States. January 19 has now come and gone. And so TikTok, formally at least by the statutes operation, is banned in the United States. And the way that ban is effectuated, it tells service providers to TikTok that if they provide any services that enable the distribution or updating of the app, that they are in violation of the law, and it empowers the Attorney General to then seek very substantial penalties from those companies. The act also, I should mention, does empower the president to determine that other foreign adversary controlled applications which pose a national security risk can also be subject to a forced divestiture. And in the event a divestiture doesn't happen, a ban.
So let's dig into this. As you and the Knight Institute see it, what are the fundamental constitutional flaws in that TikTok law? How did the Supreme Court deal with them? And where do you think the court went wrong?
Right. So, I mean, I think the place to start is to explain why we think this ban implicates the First Amendment. And it's because the Supreme Court has recognized that the First Amendment protects the right of Americans to access foreign media and ideas from abroad. And so by banning one of the most popular communications platforms in America, a platform that's used by 170 million Americans, Congress has substantially burdened the First Amendment rights of Americans to speak on the platform, to hear from others, to associate with the communities of their choosing on the platform. And the government has not done enough to justify this ban. It's pointed to a couple of national security threats, which it says it can't address through less restrictive means. It's pointed to, first of all, the risk of what it calls covert content manipulation. That is the idea that China can, behind the scenes, influence the content that TikTok shows to Americans. The real fear here is that China will be able to influence the views of Americans and to distort public debate. And the other risk that they've pointed to is the risk of China being able to access the sensitive data of Americans through the app. Our response to those concerns is to say there's serious concerns here. I mean, not even the government claims that China has already done either of these things, but, you know, there's a risk that it could do so. But the fact remains that there are much less restrictive means that the government could pursue to address any legitimate interests it has. To the extent it's concerned about data privacy, it should be passing a comprehensive data privacy law that prevents not just TikTok, but any social media company in this company from vacuuming up massive troves of data about the users that use them. And to the extent it's concerned